Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and we appreciate you listening to our show. I am so excited about our guest today. We have Linda Brent here with us. She is going to help us make some easy changes in our lives to get unstuck. Oh, yeah. But before we move into today's topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is a very good friend of mine. Linda is an incredible light and mystic healer. I just want to say her passion for life and her ability to love greatly impacts the journey of those that she assists. And it is my honor to be doing this show with her. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you so much for those kind words. We certainly have been blessed to be on this journey together. And over the years, you have been and continue to be an inspiration to me and to so many others. And I love the way you have expanded your services and your healing presence, and that you have become quite an internet presence. So I'd just like to put a pitch here, and I don't usually do it, but I hope our listeners will check out your website, and we'll give them that information at the end of the show. So, again, I'm also very excited to hear what our guest has to share about today's topic, the Tao to Getting Unstuck. Wow, getting unstuck, that's going to be important. I'm going to be listening very carefully when she answers our questions, Dawn.
Yes. So, our guest today is another good friend of mine. From knowing Linda Brent for quite a long while, I would say that if I had to describe her, that she's a Taoist mystic. Whenever she speaks, I definitely listen because there's always a lot of wisdom in what she shares. Linda Brent is a life coach, a cranial sacral therapist, a Usui and Karuna Reiki master. And for the last 10 years, Linda has had a business on the eastern shore of Maryland, helping clients to create personal transformations that open the doorways for them to a healthy and happier life. I'll just say that Linda has an innate ability to bring hope to those who feel stuck and to make change feel effortless. And that's what we need. We need to make that change feel effortless. So Linda's practice name is Mariel Coaching and Healing. So Linda Brent, welcome to our show.
Wow, thank you so much, Dawn. It's great to be here with you and Linda.
So I love we have two Lindas on here. So again, hello, Linda. And we're so happy you're able to join us from Maryland's Eastern Shore.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, I'd like to kick off this interview by asking you, what is a Taoist? I have a general idea, but I really would like more clarity. So in your words, what is a Taoist?
Okay, so a Taoist is someone that follows a 5,000-year-old philosophy where its concepts, practices, and principles make up a natural way of living and interacting with others. Some refer to this as the flow. The Tao uses nature, animals, and our human interactions as a virtual roadmap to success, showing us what works and why, and what doesn't work and why.
Excellent. And, you know, we were just talking before the show started how when we all read about the Taoist philosophy, how a lot of us are Taoists and we don't even know it. And it's just such an easy philosophy to get into and to incorporate in our lives. So, Linda, as a life coach and Taoist practitioner, what issues do you see the most that where your clients get stuck in ego, fear, or wanting to change others?
Yeah, so The ego, you know, wants to win. It wants attention. It wants justice. It wants to be right. So it's really our ego that defines us. It tells us who we are. It tells us how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to believe. You know, all the ideas and downloads that we've had over time and from our parents, communities, teachers, and schools. And once we have our belief system in place, you know, then we proceed to go about holding everyone else accountable to what we believe. So people get stuck in situations and relationships wanting to be right. They want buy-in. They want to fit in. Or they may get stuck by putting aside their belief system and fitting in with someone else's, and it's really a situation that doesn't work for them. So most often, I'll find that clients are stuck kind of fighting the force, so to speak, in a situation that doesn't work for them, because it's often easier for them to stay in what's familiar and comfortable than it is to embrace change, because unknown causes fear and apprehension.
The big C word, change.
Yeah, I'm thinking to something that you shared before we started the show, that with the Taoist philosophy, and when you found it, or it found you, you felt like it was home. And I know when you're coming from living this, which is what I witness in you, I know you have some techniques that you use that really help you, but also help your clients to get unstuck. So would you share, I think this is what people, sort of the meat that people may want. What are some techniques that you use to help people get unstuck?
Yeah, so it's twofold, really. I use my coaching and energy, for the most part, are my two main tools. But first, I like to identify the area in their life that is most out of balance. What is really causing the most suffering? Where is the extreme? Some people have a very simple change, and some people have multiple changes. So then by carefully listening and intuitive guidance, I identify how their thoughts, actions, and words are keeping them stuck. Then we begin to apply these universal principles that will start to unravel the stress and create a healthier situation. Whether the goal is that they want to leave the stressful environment or they want to stay in the situation, I really encourage them not to hold on to the outcome. We can begin to make immediate progress in reducing their stress. And as we do that, the situation often begins to unravel and take care of itself. It also helps them to make better decisions with clarity. So while the first step is guidance on how to apply the principles and concepts that work directly with their thoughts, beliefs, and actions to create the change they'd like to see, it's also important to incorporate daily stress-reducing methods that will aid them in immediately reducing, their own stress. So in order to handle the situation, I give them some techniques. So one technique I've had the most feedback on, and that really surprises people, is to take 1 to 3 deep breaths 2 to 3 times a day. This sounds really simple, but I really encourage them to start off their day like this. This is an amazing reboot for our physical body, and it helps them regain control and center and better handle anything that shows up. The next is the pause button. Just learning to stop, pause, or even retreat, especially for people that have boundary issues or that are yes people that have a lot of details in their life. This is very helpful. Rather than jump right in and speak up right away, this can give them time to see if it's really theirs to do, to see what kind of result they want. It brings more peace on how they want to respond to the situation. And it also helps them break old habits that have not worked for their highest good in the past. So at first, just a couple of easy techniques that they can do to reduce their stress and reclaim their center. Most people take a while to incorporate new things into their daily routine, so I'm careful not to have an all-or-nothing approach. However, these seemingly simple techniques have a profound impact, and often their stress level reduces almost immediately.
Wow. And I would just say that hitting that pause button, just being able to be quiet for a couple seconds or a couple minutes after information coming at you, and going in there and saying, all right, my ego would say this, but what does my heart say, or what does my truth say? And to be able to align with that and act according to that can really, like you said, help make those changes that then seem, like you said, effortless. That once you start making small changes, the other changes start becoming effortless. So, yes, that pause button is just so important. So
exactly.
That brings us to, you talked a little bit earlier about some of the issues that cause suffering. So in your practice, what would you say is the cause of the majority of our suffering?
So suffering comes from our perceptions, our mind, our belief system. It's a feeling of being stuck and not having a choice. So we suffer when we feel people don't value us or support us. We suffer when we feel like we don't fit in. We suffer from trying to change others. And we suffer when we feel that we're a victim in any way. We really suffer when we fear change is coming our way and we don't know how it looks on the other side. So suffering takes many forms, but it's really a matter of our thoughts, our mind, and our perceptions.
Mm. So I would totally agree with that. And this whole thing about in our world, we can look at things and we see suffering, or we can look at things and we can take a whole different view of what's going on. So I'm kind of very interested. I'm just going to ask it this way. Say you were to write a prescription for change that would involve people's quality of life and that would happen quickly. What would it be? A change that would improve, you know?
Okay, so what I know to be true and what I've seen over and over in my practice is that gradual changes to our thoughts, to our words, to our actions work very quickly and make a big difference in reducing our stress and improving the quality of our life. So I would say initially, don't focus on changing anything outside of you. Just begin to watch your thoughts, how you are perceiving the situations that bring you stress. If most of your thoughts are negative, unhappy thoughts, you know you want to find a phrase that is positive, a mantra, something that brings you peace instantly, a go-to saying that allows you to recenter before you speak or before you take action. I think that's one of the quickest, most profound things we can do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just thinking today I was wearing some earrings, and they have the symbol for peace on it. And it was not the normal one we see, but it's the kanji. I think it's Japanese kanji for peace. Mm-hmm. And it just has helped me all day to kind of be in that space of peace. So I love the things you shared. So thanks, Linda.
And it's interesting because on the back of my cell phone case is clear, so I put a piece of paper in there with words of what it is, of how I want to be in the world. So I put on this piece of paper that I can see whenever I pick up my phone, it says, be love, peace, kindness, humility, gratitude, and compassion. And, you know, that's to help me when I get stuck in suffering. As like a reminder to myself is I can choose to stay in that state of suffering, in that state of ego, and what you said, fear or wanting to change others, or because I don't really want to be stuck there, I can pick one of these attributes and decide to align in the energy of these attributes, and it will help create that shift that I want to make. I still may be sorting it all out, but I'm choosing to align in love, peace, kindness, humility, gratitude, or compassion, you know, choosing one of those to help me shift out of that negative state. I think we're always a work in progress, and sometimes we feel like, oh, we've got it, and then someone presses one of those buttons, and it's just a reminder to us that, yeah, there's still work to be done here. Before I get into like one of the questions that I have here on my list, I just wanted to know, could you give us any examples of how your process has worked with maybe a client? You don't have to use their name or anything, but could you just give us an example or two of how you've seen them shift from that ego having hold of them?
Sure. So, yeah, I have a client who recently shared with me, and I don't think she'll mind me sharing. She had, you know, been dating somebody for a while, and she went on Valentine's Day, and they were working. They came really late. She was so upset about that. And he started talking about, you know, commitment and a pre-engagement ring, and she just wanted to blast him. And she just remembered my words, and she took the deep breath, and, you know, she weathered the storm and got home and got back. And, you know, we started to talk about that situation in his past and how profound that really was for him, having the past situation and relationships, having been cheated on and having had ended a long-term relationship, being a single father, and not having any women in his life for over 8 years, how much he had moved forward to even want to express a commitment, how much he thought of her. She was so taken back by that, not even realizing, you know, we come from our own experiences, and we think, oh, pre-engagement, you're not sure, you don't want this, you're not committing, you're half committing, from her experiences and her past of not feeling good enough. But from his, that was a giant leap. So if we just take that pause and get clear on the situation from their perspective and their experiences, it can be profoundly different situation than what we will initially perceive and respond to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. True.
So I like that when we're in that pause, we're not only processing what is mine to do, we could process where are they coming from? What is their history brought them to this point, showing me what they're showing me?
Exactly. And one other situation where the person was going through a divorce in a very difficult time, and one sister had, you know, kind of blasted her, you know, God doesn't like divorce, and, you know, she had 25 years of marriage, and her sister had actually left and gone back to her marriage feeling she was doing the right thing because God didn't like divorce. And what we kind of talked about there was maybe that is your sister's cry for help. Like, how can you do this and feel like you're doing the right thing? To maybe just step through that feeling of being attacked and help her see that, you know, God supports our health and our happiness and our well-being, and that this is the right action for you, that you're stepping into your essence and what you're here to do. Maybe that's really what the message is that needs to be heard. And so that helped them to navigate that situation from just a larger awareness, a bigger perspective of what's going on there, instead of taking the attack and defending ourselves, maybe helping that person see a greater awareness.
And then that brings the opportunity of the two people to come together instead of those words that the one sister said is trying to, like, be an attack on the other sister or trying to convince her. The sister in the process of getting a divorce, instead of moving away from her sister and just trying to avoid her, from taking your approach, can learn how to then communicate with her sister and keep the communication going instead of saying, I'm out of here, I'm not only getting divorced, but you're out of my life as well, because that's a lot of times what happens. Everyone gets cut out. So.
Exactly. She's actually helping her sister heal and see a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So what tips can you offer our listeners today that will start to help them meet their goals to improve the quality of their life and to get unstuck?
Okay, so first I would say ask yourself, are you feeling good about yourself? That's the first thing I would do. Is there anything that you can start doing today that will help you feel better? We're actually at our worst with ourselves and everyone else when we are not feeling good about ourselves or we're procrastinating things. So that's the first place I'd start. The second thing I would say is stop giving your power away by blaming others and judging others. Move into maybe a more fact-based dialogue in your mind. So, for example, is this situation working for me? Do I feel valued? Do I feel supported? Do I support and value those around me? This will help you get clear on what actions need to be taken in order to align yourself in a situation that's better suited to you. Third, I would just like to say this, act with compassion for others. Most likely the people around you that are causing your stresses are experiencing much of the same feelings you are. They may also feel stuck, unappreciated, somehow not good enough. So if that's not possible to be totally in compassion at first, then at least be courteous and kind.
You know, some couple of things you said really I think are triggers or things for me to look at anytime that I want to procrastinate or put something off. That is a signal right there that something's not right for me. And I really liked your first point, I think, was what can you start doing today? What can you start, and even if it's my own thinking, what can I start, what can I change with my thinking right now, you know, kind of to get to move, to get movement going. So kind of would appreciate if you could give us kind of a summary of how this all works, to kind of put it together for us.
Sure. Okay, so this process works by using universal principles and incorporating them into our specific situations, which then will bring us into alignment with a life that better supports us. So the beauty of using this method is that we act in loving kindness for all concerned, which is really our true nature. It almost immediately reduces contention and opposition from others, and it facilitates effortless change, which transitions us into the life that we're meant to live.
Wow.
Thank
you. You know, that just kind of simplifies the whole thing is, you know, acting in that loving kindness. So being able to, when we're in a situation, step back and say, can I be in that space of loving kindness? And, wow, that just would change and shift the whole situation. And not that you have to comply with some demands, but you could say, act in loving kindness to myself. What's the best thing to do? And what's the best, how can, if I don't agree with this person, I don't need to shout back or try to overpower them, but how can I be loving kindness to them as well? We need more of that in the world.
Absolutely.
So, Linda, is there any other closing thoughts that you would like to share? And as you share these, also tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and if you've got anything coming up now that you want to let us know about. So go for it.
Okay, thank you. Well, I teach, and I do that by request, small groups, one-on-one. I go to their place, or they can come to mine. So that's not scheduled, but that's always a possibility. But, you know, I'd like to say, too, that I've benefited so much on my journey by realizing that the areas of our lives where we're attracting and experiencing pain and suffering are the exact areas we're here to heal and to help others heal. So know that this journey is not about beating yourself up or attacking others. It's really about forgiveness for yourself and for others, and it's about healing. So I can be reached by text or phone, and the number is 410-725-3599, or by email at mariellcoaching@gmail.com. So that's Marie L. Coaching, MarieLCoaching, @gmail.com. And I'm located right at the Bay Bridge on the Eastern Shore side.
Excellent. So that brings go ahead, Linda.
Well, I just was going to say that brings us to announcements that you and I have. Go ahead with yours.
Okay. I have a Karuna 1 class coming up in May, and that's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. It'll be nice and warm out here in May. I have an advanced Reiki training class coming up in May as well, May 21st. And also, I'm putting together an online workshop, and that's going to run in June, and it's going to be for women 40 years and older who are dealing with, you know, perimenopause, menopause, and the workshop is really going to be about making the real change in our lives that we want to make, because, you know, biology is making certain changes that we don't have too much control over. But the workshop is going to be about, you know, making the real change so that we can, like, live the life of our dreams. And I'll have more information on my website about that later on. But my advanced Reiki training class and my Karuna class, they're on my website. And my website is Energy Transformations with an S, energytransformations.org, O-R-G. So go check it out. I also have a free newsletter with lots of inspirational articles and information in it. And if you go on my website and sign up for it, you get a free chakra meditation that's MP3 that you can download. So, Linda, I know you have some announcements as well.
I do, but I want you to say, because sometimes people forget that S on your website.
Yes.
Say it again,
Energy
just so I want people to check it. Yes.
.org.
EnergyTransformations.org. Please go there because you'll find a wealth of information from Dawn. So, me, I just wanted to announce that on Sunday, March the 13th, we have Dr. Stephanie Porter. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she'll be presenting at a Community of Transformation, our monthly gathering. And her topic is spontaneous healing, tapping your inner pharmacy. And people in this area, some of people know Dennis Kolb, and he's going to be the musician and will be playing and singing songs that really touch our souls. So if you're in the Annapolis area, please join us. And the website there is www.actannapolis, all one word, actannapolis.org. And another thing we're very excited about is Dr. Christine Page is going to be returning to Annapolis on April the 16th. And Dawn and I interviewed her early this year and was loved her energy and how she spoke about the dragon energy. This time her topic is on embracing the mystery, intuition, inspiration, and magic. And Christine is really an intuitive way shower or guide, and who's also a medical doctor. So if you're in the Annapolis area on April 16th, join us. And Dr. Page will guide us in experiencing new ways of connecting with our own mystery and intuition and touching that quiet voice of the divine within. So as we're beginning to close now, Linda Brent, thank you so much for driving across the bridge from the Eastern Shore. And is there anything else you'd like to say here?
Just thank you both so much for having me and for all that you do to help increase the quality of life for people listening to your show. I appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you. And so may the words that you shared with us just be broadcast and the right people pick them up and benefit from them. So I'd like to close with a quote from Lao Tzu from the Tao Te Ching. Simplicity, patience, compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. Simple in actions and thoughts, you return to the source of being. Patient with both friends and enemies, you accord with the way things are. Compassionate toward yourself, you reconcile all beings in the world. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.